Welcome to day 136 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're looking at the Ninth Commandment. We're still looking at the duties required in the Ninth Commandment in question 144 of the Larger Catechism, which asks, what are the duties required in the Ninth Commandment? And answers, as we saw yesterday, the duties required in the Ninth Commandment are the preserving and promoting of truth between man and man, and the good name of our neighbor as well as our own, appearing and standing for the truth, and from the heart, sincerely, freely, clearly, and fully, speaking the truth, and only the truth, in matters of judgment and justice, and in all other things whatsoever. A charitable esteem of our neighbors, loving, desiring, and rejoicing in their good name, sorrowing for and covering of their infirmities, and freely acknowledging of their gifts and graces. And that's where we ran out of time yesterday. So we're going to continue today looking at our duty under the Ninth Commandment toward our neighbors and their good name. Required by the Ninth Commandment is defending their innocency. 1 Samuel 22:14. Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, And who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding, and is honorable in thine house? We are to have a ready receiving of a good report. 1 Corinthians 13:6-7. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. On the contrary, just as we're to be willing to receive a good report about our neighbor, we should be unwilling to admit of an evil report. Psalm 15:3, he that backbiteth, this is the person who's going to be approved by God, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Unwilling to admit of an evil report concerning them, and also discouraging tale-bearers. Proverbs 25:23, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. We are to discourage flatterers. Proverbs 26:24-25, he that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. We are to discourage slanderers. Psalm 105:5. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. We are required by the Ninth Commandment love and care of our own good name, and defending it when need requireth. Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. John 8:49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. The Ninth Commandment requires the keeping of lawful promises. Again, the person who ascends into God's house, Psalm 15:4, is he that swears to his own hurt, but changes not. We are to be engaged in the studying and practicing of whatsoever things are true, honest, lovely, and of good report. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And that concludes our look at question 144, the duties required in the Ninth Commandment. Now we move to question 145, the sins forbidden in the Ninth Commandment. We can start off with a summary in the Shorter Catechism, question 78, which asks, what is forbidden in the Ninth Commandment? And answers, the Ninth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to the truth, or injurious to our own or our neighbor's good name. The proof texts of 1 Samuel 17:28, and Eliab, his eldest brother, David's eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men of Israel, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. That's an interesting accusation, that someone who would want to see battle is proud and naughty of heart. Leviticus 19:16, Thou shalt not go up and down as a tale-bearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. And again, Psalm 15, the one who is approved of God. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Now the large catechism, question 145, asks, what are the sins forbidden in the ninth commandment? And here's the answer. The sins forbidden in the ninth commandment are all prejudicing the truth and good name of our neighbors as well as our own, especially in public judicature, giving false evidence, suborning false witnesses, wittingly appearing and pleading for an evil cause, outfacing and overbearing the truth, passing unjust sentence, calling evil good and good evil, rewarding the wicked according to the work of the righteous, and the righteous according to the work of the wicked, forgery, concealing the truth, undue silence in a just cause, and holding our peace when iniquity calleth for either a reproof from ourselves or a complaint to others, speaking the truth unseasonably or maliciously to a wrong end, or perverting it to a wrong meaning, or in doubtful and equivocal expressions to the prejudice of truth or justice, speaking untruth, lying, slandering, backbiting, detracting, tale-bearing, whispering, scoffing, reviling, rash, harsh, and partial censuring, misconstruing intentions, words, and actions, flattering, vainglorious boasting, thinking or speaking too highly or too meanly of ourselves or others, denying the gifts and graces of God, aggravating smaller faults, hiding, excusing, or extenuating of sins when called to a free confession, unnecessary discovering of infirmities, raising false rumors, receiving and countenancing evil reports, and stopping our ears against just defense, evil suspicion, envying or grieving at the deserved credit of any, endeavoring or desiring to impair it, rejoicing in their disgrace and infamy, scornful contempt, fond admiration, breach of lawful promises, neglecting such things as are of good report, and practicing or not avoiding ourselves, or not hindering what we can in others, such things as procure an ill name. That's a long list, so let's get started with the first one, the prejudicing of truth and the good name of our neighbors as well as our own. One of the sins forbidden in the ninth commandment, 1 Samuel 17:28, which we just read from the Shorter Catechism, 2 Samuel 16:3, and the king said, "And where is thy master's son?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he abideth at Jerusalem." For he said, "Today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father." 2 Samuel 1:9-10, he said unto me again, "Stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my lord." And David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and fall upon him." And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, "Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth has testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed." So the ninth commandment forbids all prejudicing the truth and the good name of our neighbors as well as our own, especially in public judicature. Leviticus 19:15, "You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor." Habakkuk 1:4, "Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth." The ninth commandment forbids giving false evidence. Proverbs 19:5, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape." Proverbs 6:16, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." In addition to giving false evidence yourself, it's also a sin to suborn false witnesses, that is to say, to get someone else to lie. Acts 6:13, "And set up false witnesses, which said, This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law." It is a sin against the ninth commandment to wittingly or knowingly appear and plead for an evil cause. Also, outfacing and overbearing the truth. Jeremiah 9:3, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Acts 24:2, and when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him. Down to verse 5, for we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Psalm 12:3 and 4, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? Psalm 52:1-4, why boasteth thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. I think that will do it for today. We'll come back, finish the rest of question 145 in the larger Catechism on the Ninth Commandment tomorrow on day 137.